Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and I'm at the 70th Locarno Film Festival, or actually the Locarno Festival, it's changed the name, so I got it wrong there. And I'm very pleased to be joined by director Jan Zabail, who is presenting his wonderful film, Three Peaks, here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
It's very hot, isn't it? Which is the opposite of your film, because your film is set up in the mountains. But actually, one of the things that I'd like you to tell our listeners is a little bit about what the film is about in your own words.
Wow, it's difficult to describe this movie, because it's more like a physical experience of being in the mountains, conflict between a man and a boy, and the boy is not the son of the man, but he's the boyfriend of his mother, of the boy's mother. So it's a film about a family structure, a patchwork family, and the encounter with nature and how that influences the power struggle that boy and man have. And how when fog sets in and when things become difficult on very high altitude in the Three Peaks mountain region in the Dolomites.
That's what I love about the movie, actually, if I may just interject, is that you could say it's a family drama, but it's under extreme situations. In fact, the setting itself plays a big role in the film. And I guess you had that in mind all along, like when you started making it.
Very much so, yeah. For me, In the nature, or in these surroundings, in the extremes of nature, which is on a very high altitude, something comes out, something that I didn't know about myself, or some true needs or so, come to play in the extreme situation when two people depend on each other, and therefore I wanted to show this conflict more in images and in atmospheres and situations rather than in people arguing or whatever, you know?
In other words, the images themselves become representative of a very real situation. That's kind of what I'm getting from your answer, right?
That's right. That's right. The images explain somehow the difficulties and the drama they have.
Which in fact goes well together well with the fact that you don't really use as much dialogue as other films that deal with similar situations, not the same situation, but even just similar situations. Usually they do it through a lot of dialogue. You kind of prefer silences.
That's true. I try to use as few dialogue as possible. And it gives room to other elements, you know, to sound design and images. But of course there's dialogue, but Not too much.
I wonder now, because there's no dialogue, the actors then have to be able to sort of convey a lot of emotions, like the emotional charge of the film and dramatic charge of the film, through a lot of silences. And I wonder how you helped the wonderful cast, you know, Bernice Bejo, Alexander Frehling, and Adrian Montgomery.
Well, first of all, I think by creating very realistic situations, we shot on location. For example, there's a scene which is playing in an ice lake, or how do you say, like a glacier lake, in a frozen lake, and all this was shot on location. And when you see it, you can't believe it. But we were using a trick, so it was physically possible to get a little child in the water there through using a bassin and so on, and to mounting this bassin to the ice, so we could switch the water and take warm water in, which was crazy. I mean, production wise was completely crazy. And these, I mean, this is just one element. One element is the realistic surrounding. Another element is just to find three people that interact well together, and then of course it's the script that leads them, and also my will to get their sides of the story, but in the end finding a decision that makes it all work.
Actually, that brings another question to mind. The fact that, you know, when they do communicate, they do it through a variety of languages. Is that an artistic choice too, in communicability maybe?
Sure. It was from the beginning. I mean, it was very difficult to find a boy who could speak German and English fluently. It was very difficult for Berenice Bejo to learn German for this film, which she didn't know before, and which, I mean, she did speak some words at some point when she was 19, but actually when I met her, she couldn't speak any, and for me this was a great honor that she would really learn German, and as you can see in the film, she really managed, and she sounds like a woman who's been living in Germany for 5 years now, or 10 years, so it's great.
Yes. So we at Fred Film Radio like to talk about movies and filmmaking as well. And because the film, like I said, I watched it on a big screen and it looked spectacular, I'd like to know a little bit about the particulars of how it was shot. The images are fantastic, but I also take it that you hinted at it in your previous answers. It must have been a little difficult to actually get those shots, to make those shots. So how big was your crew, and what was the style? How was the style shaped?
It was always important for me to have the crew as little as possible, as few as possible. But then, of course, you need people there for security and stunt and so on. And you need a crew, but still I tried to cut the crew on every possible element to get it as flexible and as good as possible, because sometimes it's better to have three people that have a little bit too much to do than five people and one is waiting around for a while. So we really, I really pushed my crew to the limits, and I'm, of course, very thankful that they all went so far with me. And also, it was a physical experience, because the whole film was shot between 2000 and 2600 meter altitude above sea level. So you're really exposed to the weather changes all the time, you know, storms can come up, snow can happen, and all this stuff. So
despite everything, though, the fact that you did go for the small crew, I guess, was because you never really wanted to lose that feeling of intimacy, and I think that's very true. I remember one shot when father, you know, let's say father for now, but he's not, it's a little more complex than that, son, look at each other. In this wonderful close-up shot, their two faces are facing each other on the bed, and there's this moment where they confront each other, and they do speak to each other, but it's also about the silence, and you realize that the depth of their dramatic situation. And I thought it was wonderful. Well, listen, it was great having you on the show, and thank you very much for talking to us about your wonderful film, Three Peaks.
All right, thank you very much, and to all the people who will come tonight. I was so amazed by the place. Piazza Grande is just amazing.
Oh, goodness, yeah. It is screening in Piazza Grande?
Yeah, it will play there tonight, so...
Very good. Yeah. So that's going to be even more... That's going to be fantastic. It's a huge place.
8,000 people, it's just incredible. So
8,000 people watching the beauty and the majesty of this wonderful setting. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure meeting you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.